The Mishnah says, Echad dinim omnis v'yechad dinim nefoshes v'drishu v'chakira. That means, midi raisa, by a din Torah of mammon or by a din Torah of nefoshes, when the Beis Din is mekabel the Eidim, they have to be derish v'chokah, they have to check out the Eidim with the drishus and chakiras. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Mishpat echad yilechem. This is says, by dinim nefoshes, when at Mishpat echad, the dinim omnis also needs a drishu v'chakira. However, we had in the Gemara before, that the Rabbanan, they were massacred by Dina Mamnis, that you do not need Jewish Vechakirim, Shlatina Delas Bechle Levin. Now the Mishnah says, like if so, Ma ben Dina Mamnis Dina Nefashis, like now with the Rabbanan, what's the difference? Or else in the Raisim, what's the difference? Because in the Raisim, they both need Jewish Vechakirim. So what's the difference in the Raisis? So Dina Mamnis, Bishlesha, you only need a Bezna of three, by money matters. However, the Dina Nefashis, Biesum Shlesha, by a Din Torah of Nisa, you need a Bezna of 23. Dini Momnis Poischin Bein Neschus Bein Lechaiva. The Dayanim, they could start they could start talking whether the Lever is Chayiv, or whether the Lever is Chayiv, or whether he's Potter. They could start off both ways, starting the Din Torah. By Shankim, Dini Nefashos Poischin Neschus. But by Dini Nefashos, we first start talking about trying to find the Schus for him. By Shankim, by Momnis, it doesn't make a difference. Because whichever one you're looking for a schus, it's going to be a chay for the other one. Or whichever one you're going to make a chay, it's going to be a schus for the other one. So therefore, whichever way Bezdin wants, so they can start off their tainus by hearing the story. Their discussions could go either way. Now, v'yein poiskim, in my shaykh, the din nefesh is the only person with schus and the person with chayva. Din imamnis matin ap yechot. By a shayla of din imamnis, even if you have two against one, there's only one more one way than the other way. Still, we pass him according to the two. Bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Whether the two are saying he's potter, or whether the two are saying he's chayiv, even though there's one that's saying he's potter, still we listen to the two. Even though there's only one more than the other one. Ma'ashenki, the din in the first is matan al piyechad l'schus. If you have 12 saying that he's potter, and 11 is saying that he's chayiv, we say he's potter. But the al pishnayim l'chayva, it would be the opposite way. If 12 would say that he's chayiv misa, and 11 would say that he's potter, we would not give him Misa. You have to have at least two more saying the chayv in order to pass him the chayva by dinei nefeshes. Now, dinei momnis, marzivim ben neschus ben nechayva. Even if the bezdin passed in the locha by momnis, if they want to be chayza to retract, like the seisu asadin, if he brings proofs, so we go back on the psak, whether it's negeret to schus or negeret to chayva, because whichever way we're doing, it's always good for one person. We only retract the psak. If first the psak was that he's chayiv, now we could retract to say he's potter. But if first we pass him that he's potter, we do not retract the psak to the din to try and be mechayiv him. Now, dinu momnis hakrim alam din schus to chayiv. By a shout of dinu momnis, whoever is there in Bezdin, not even the Dayanim, just the Talmudim that are sitting there, if they come up with a reason to say why it should be Potter, it should be Chayiv, we listen to them. But Dinu Nefashos, by Dinu Nefashos, Hakoyim Olam Din Schus, if anybody comes up that he should be Potter, we'll listen to him. But V'yein Hakoyim Olam Din Chayiv, we will not listen to anybody just to be Mechayiv him. To be Mechayiv him is only from the Dayanim themselves. Dinu Momnis Hamalamit Chayiv Malamit Chus. The same Dayan that first came up with the reason why it should be Chayiv, later has a right to say he's Potter. And the opposite way also, the Amalamit Chus Malamit Chayiv, the Dayan that first said he's Potter, has a right to change his mind and say he's Chayiv. But by Dinu Nefashos, Hamalamit Chayiv, Malamit Chus, if you were a Dayan first and were looking towards that it should be Chayiv, then you change your mind that he's Potter, it's okay. Aval Amalamit Chus, and Yechol Achsev Lulamit Chayiv, but the Dayan that first was fighting it should be Potter, has no right to change that to say he's chayiv. There's also because of a special pasuk of a tzilu that we try and save the person from being killed. Dinei momnis donin b'yom. True, you have to start the din Torah by day, but v'goyim b'layla, if it continues on until the night, you're allowed to finish the din even at night time. Mashengen b'dinei nefashos donin b'yom v'goyim b'yom. You have to start and finish the psak only by day. You cannot do it at night time. Dinei momnis goyim boi b'yom bein neschus bein chayva. By a din of mammon, if Bezdin finishes that day, they're allowed to finish, come to the maskana, whether they're saying he's chayiv or they're saying he's potter, they can finish that day. But for Adina Nefashos, Goyim Boy Boyem Neschus. If Bezdin comes out that he's potter from Nisa, they can finish the Pesach that day. But if Yom Shal Achol Nechayva, but if Bezdin comes out that he's Chayiv, then they still have to wait another day, they have to wait overnight to think it over again clearly and first come out with the Pesach tomorrow. The figure therefore in Donin Leiber Shabbos Leiber of Yom Tif. That we do not pass on the Shail of Misa, we do not start on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tif. Because you can't finish that day, you may have to wait till tomorrow, and then Shabbos, it's not nice to make a Lonas Adin so long, therefore you do not start on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tif. Now, Dini Momnis, and Hatumais via Tyrus, a Shail about Tumma the Tyro, Maaschilim in Agodel. When they ask the Shail in front of Bezdin, so the Godel should be done at the Yav Bezdin, he has the right answer first. Maaschenke, Badim in the Foshois, Maaschilim in Atzad. Badin in the Foshois, then we do not ask the Godel first, but rather first we ask from the side people, and then at the end we'll hear what the Godel has to say. Because I just were afraid if the Godel said he's Chayiv, maybe all the other people will be afraid to go against him. Badin in the Foshois. So therefore we hear the Godel like last, later on. First we hear Minatzad from the side what they have to say. Now the Mishnah says, Hakur Kesherim Lodin Dina Mamnis. Anybody's kosher to be a Dayan for Dina Mamnis, even a Ger, but v'yein ha'kel k'sherim lo d'dinu nefoshes, but to be a dayin for dinu nefoshes, not anybody's kosher, not a ger. Ela, you have to be kahanim levim v'yisraelim, you have to be miyuchas. And ha'masim l'kuna, only people that could get married to kahanim. That means ha'miyuchasim v'ruin la'siyah b'nesayim l'kahanim. Ha'shenkem v'dinu mamnis, even a mamzer is kosher lo d'dinu mamnis, afilu a ger, yeah. Alright, we'll see in the Gemara more about this. Now the Gemara says, Dini Momnis, mi bimin Jewish v'chkira, is it true what the Mishnah says, that by Dini Momnis, the Bezdin has to be Dorosh v'chkira, ask all the Jewish to the Eidim, like we'll see later on exactly what these Jewish v'chkira are, or a minute, I have a question. It says, Shtar shez manakosu b'yechad b'nisa m'shmita. You have a shtar of a loan, that it says that the Eidim sign on and saying, we saw the way Reuven lent $100 on Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of the year of Shemitah. And now another two pair of Edom came to the first pair and said, like, Eichat Temidim, Al Shtar Zeh, how could you say this, that you saw the loan take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Leviyayim Pleni, Yemanu Yisim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you with us, but Mokum Pleni, someplace else. So the Chor that makes the first one into Zevimim. Still the Lachor is Shtar Kosher V'Edom K'sherim. The Shtar is still a good Shtar, and the Edom are also K'sherim. Why? Because Chashinim were afraid, Shemur Ichruhu V'Kosru. Maybe really what happened was the loan took place way before, and they only pushed off writing with the shtar to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But not that really the loan took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, they're not zevimim. Now, v'yisak, that if you're going to tell me, being in Jewish v'chkira, that you have to check out the eidim of Jewish v'chkira, heichei chashinun, shem mechru v'kosvu, how could we be afraid that maybe they postponed it? Like if Bezdin has to make a Jewish v'chkira, they'll find out that they're lying. That they have to be Doris Vechokra. You're saying in the Shtar that you wrote it down in, like the loan took place in Chodesh Nisan. So if the rule of Jewish Vechkira, that Shtar should be possible. So Chodesh approved to say you do not need Jewish Vechkira. For the moment of time, according to your time, teach Shalach Mas Nisan. There's a kasha from another Mishnah. To the Tevin Bob Mitzio, that Shtar Choyv, Hamogdomim, we have a Shtar Choyv, that the date in the Shtar is written before the loan took place, Psulim. That shtar is possible because you may come to collect from the Shubodim Shalekedin, so therefore we said the shtar is possible. But if you have a shtar that the loan took place on Chodesh Nisan, and the shtar was first written up, it says the loan took place on Chodesh Tammuz, then we say Kshem, the shtar is kosher. Now, ask the question here also. We talk about that if you're going to tell me, being a Jewish of Echkira, that Bezdin has to Dorosh V'chukka the Yedim, to find out clearly whatever they said is really true, every little prat is so Mulchorim Amaik Sherim. When the Shtar was written later after the long riddle took place, why is the Shtar kosher? Lechur, if there'll be a Jewish of Echkira, the Yedim will be caught to be contradicting what really happened. So when it says, Hola Kasha, that's not a Kasha. The Difuminei Kamina, I meant to ask the big Kasha for now Mishnah. For now, Mishnah is even a bigger kasha. The afilu echad benisim b'shmita. How Mishnah is talking about shmita? Even if he said the loan took place on Rosh Chodesh Shmita, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of shmita, the year of shmita. Shashrichi inish demusvi, because people don't lend money so much on shmita. The lekle may I would have thought to say maybe here I would not say shem echru. Maybe the loan took place later, but the loan took place earlier and they just postponed the writing of the kasuah. Leimor l'shtar. They don't want to mess up the shtar. Afilvachi still now kivon the shvius. B'sayfai mishametes. Since the locha shvius is the end is mishametes. The end the shvius stops alone. Machshirinen. We say the shtar is a good shtar. That the mice of people are afraid, like they know at the end of the year you can't collect the money anymore. So our kopon that's the chiddush of our mishnah. But we come back on cash and chayim. We come back and still the cash. Here we see that by din of madness you do not need trisha v'chakira. So that's the chiddush of shmitah. That even though shmitah, I would have thought to say people don't play around with the shtaris because they're afraid. Maybe you look like it's mezuyif and people don't lend that much on shmitah. Kamashma no. That Lamaisa, since the locha that Shemitah stops the chayiv is only chal at the end of the year, it's not at the beginning or during the year, it's only at the end of the year, therefore people are not that afraid. So therefore it's possible to say that the loan took place earlier and they first wrote the shtar down later. But I call upon him, it's a raya that by din of mamnis you do not need Jewish v'chira. Tzad Gemara says, Simon of Chapash, that Omar of Chanina, Tvat Torah midi raya, so the locha is echadin in mamnis v'echadin in the fashois, but drisha v'chakira. The midi rites are true. Both edim need drisha v'chakira. She never reported stuff like it says in the Mishnah. Mishpat echad yilachem. That momnis and the nefashos have the same halacha. If so, not tamamu. How come the rabbanon it was said that dinim momnis lo yibinu drisha v'chakira? That a child of dinim momnis does not need drisha v'chakira. The reason is like we had before. Kadesh le'tzino delos b'fnei lovin. The door of the malva should not be closed before the leiva. Because if the malva, in order to collect his money, will have to bring edim, that will have to go through a drisha v'chakira, the malva will be afraid maybe the bezdin will find them wrong in the drisha v'chakira, and he won't be able to collect his money, so he won't want to lend out the money in the first place. So in order to make it easy for the malva to collect his money, the rabbanon on the sack, and he could use edim even without the drisha v'chakira. For it says, Elam Yativ, so... So, Moriah's been Elam Yativ, so...